Maybe we can say that like any other successful person in the world, the first and the most important thing that we can learn from Allama Tabatabai is his great efforts.
My method of tafsir is Quran by the Quran.
We have in the Quran that if you do everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if you have a divine cause and you follow that divine cause, Allah make you famous. Generally, we have people who go after the popularity, for example, through their books and the works that they do. But Allama, one of the main characteristics was that he was doing everything for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, an analysis on the thoughts and works of the most outstanding Muslim thinkers, philosophers, and jurists all across the nation of Islam. And with me in the studio are two experts, two religious experts from the Islamic House of Qom, Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
You're welcome, brother. And Dr. Murtaza Rezazadeh, thank you very much, brother, and assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for having me.
From today onward, we want to talk about a personality who is considered one of the most prominent thinkers in the modern Shia Islam, and he had expertise in different fields of studies. He was a polymath, in fact, and his comprehensive personality made him one of the greatest trainers, teachers, and philosophers of contemporary Iran, and not only Iran, in the world of Islam. And he is no one but Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai, mainly known as Allama Tabatabai. Allama, in fact, is an honorific title used for a polymath in Farsi and Arabic language. So for today's discussion, we want to listen to one of his Farsi audio file along with the English translation, and then we'll get to the elaboration by the scholars over here. Let's listen to that and we'll be back.
برای اینکه جاهی جنبه خیال جلوه می کرد و
Dear Allama Tabatabai, why did you write poetry?
Because the imagination revealed certain things that I thought were important to share, so I shared them in the form of poetry.
من به سر چشمه خورشید نخود بردم را ذره بردم و
It was not through myself that I made it to the origin of light. I was a speck, and it was your love that made me ascend. I am a straw of nothingness, but it was getting caught in the flood that brought me to the heart of the sea.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the program, The Teacher. We are talking about Allama Tabatabai. And in this episode, we want to talk about another aspect of the life of this great man, and that is his poetry and literary knowledge and the literature. Dr. Zazadeh, let's start with you for this episode. Truly, he was an Allama. We can say he had knowledge of the philosophy and also exegesis of the Holy Quran, but also, you know, the poems that he had and the religious content and the mystic, we can say, content of his poems were really great. And it was confirmed and verified by the outstanding letterists or the literary man of his time, too. Talk a little bit about this aspect of the life of Allama for us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Although many people have not talked a lot about this very beautiful aspect of the life and the character of Allama Tabatabai, but definitely that is one of the most beautiful and inspiring aspects of the life of Allama Tabatabai. Like any other mystic, you know, Allama Tabatabai was definitely a true mystic. And when you look at the lives of the true mystics, you see a beautiful aspect of love and a different approach to this world, and, you know, looking at everything in this world and their relationship with God from the love point of view.
That's
you
right.
know, and that point of view and that, let's say, mystical aspect can be shown and manifested in the best way by poetry and by anything that has influence on your emotions.
That's right.
Poetry is one of them. Literature is another one. You know, poetry, literature, and in the general sense, yes. art, the yes. language of the art, yes. is one of the most influential languages mm-hmm. that can be used in order to transmit a message to another person.
And this has not been new in the Persian language, because in Persian we had
yeah.
so many great ulama
Absolutely.
And the mystics who
yeah.
had composed poetry. Hafez, for example, was
sure.
one of them. Molana.
Yeah.
You know that Molana in the preface of his book, this is Usul-e-Din, okay?
Right. Yeah.
That we can say more than maybe 6,000 verses of the Masnavi of Molana have been derived directly
yeah.
from the Holy Quran and Ahadith.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. And you know, when you talk to a person, you can talk to their minds and to mm-hmm. and that is the language of the reason and philosophy.
Okay.
Sometimes we talk to another person to their emotions,
okay.
to their heart, mm-hmm. to their spirit.
Yes.
And that for that thing to happen, we need the language of art. Mm-hmm. We need poetry. We need wisdom.
Literature.
We need literature.
That's why.
These are the languages that talk to the heart. So Allama Tabatabai, being a true mystic, uses that language, and he has composed beautiful poetry himself. Not much, but still the little amount okay. of the poetry that we have from
That's
him
right.
are beautiful.
Can you read some couplets for us
yeah,
in Farsi
especially
and
the one, yeah, Kishe Mehr is that very famous piece of poetry that he has composed. We can translate it as the religion of love.
Mm-hmm.
The
Kish
title
means religion here.
Yeah,
and this love is for divine love. Yes?
Sure, of course.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Everyone can. You know, one of the features of poetry is that it can be interpreted
yes.
in many different ways
yes.
by different people.
But no,
people
for a scholar like Allama, when he's talking about
yeah,
love,
yeah, sure.
for sure this is the problem. Sayyid Musa, thank you much, Dr. Zaza. Do you want to read the couplet?
Yeah, of course. Okay. I can do the first line. Maybe.
Yeah, first line.
You know, همی گویم و گفته ام بارها بود کیش من مهر دلدارها. I have always said, and I repeat it all the time, that my religion is the love of the beloved.
Mm-hmm.
And then he says, پرستش به مستی است در کیش مهر برونند زین حلقه هوشیارها. In the religion of love, worshipping happens by intoxication. You know, this
uh-huh.
is being intoxicated by the love of the beloved,
That's
by the
right.
love of the word. You know, this type of intoxication is used, this notion
yes.
is used very highly in the Persian poetry.
And then he says,
yes. those who are alert are out of this circle.
Yeah. Those sober ones
yes,
are out of... And
exactly.
you know that, brothers and sisters, these concepts we are referring to are all, we can't say... Because we have the problem. We have this problem. When our mystical, Gnostic, religious poems are translated into English language, they miss all the divinity.
Yeah.
And, you know, some of our Westerners...
And even in Persian, some people
yeah,
do not get the...
Get the notion.
Yeah, exactly.
The divine notion. But these are all in the fields and the whole... because when we have a holistic look, in the same field of divinity and mm-hmm. divine love and beloved over here refers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
And they are beautiful.
Yes. And they are beautiful, yes.
Much more beautiful than the philosophical argumentation as discussions.
Okay.
They really talk to the heart.
Yeah, they talk to the heart,
it.
That's right. Okay, Sayyid Musa, now we ask you, brother, about this religious literature as a channel in order to convey your messages. And Allama uses the term khiyal, that sometimes this khiyali power, we can say, overwhelm us, and we say some lines of poetry. What's your take on that, brother?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, first of all, I see Allama where as a philosopher and Islamic scholar
yes.
and the interpreter of Quran, there I see him as an artist.
Okay.
Because in his life history, if we see his kids, like his daughter, she explained about him, how he was, and his friends also.
Yes.
They said he was a good calligrapher.
Yes.
He
yes.
was a good designer.
Yes.
For example, one of his friends said, like, if you want to see his designing, the way the architects design
yes.
a building, he designed Madrasah Hujjatiya, which is in Qom.
Oh.
The Madrasah Hujjatiya, the design that
okay.
the two-floor we can say the Hawza, yes, and all those.
Okay.
It was designed by Allama Tabatabai.
Okay, very good.
And on top of that, he was a good painter as well. So obviously when he was at home, his kids were saying, like, he used to spend hours and hours with us in order to teach us calligraphy plus painting as well.
Yeah. Islamic art.
Islamic art, yes.
That's right.
Islamic art. So if he is a poet, obviously that's because he had this sense of artist,
yes,
that he has in him, yes, in himself.
Very good.
And obviously, you know, a person who has these kinds of, you can say, like, dimensions, he knows how to transfer his message, mm-hmm, how to convey what he wants to say.
Very good.
Where in the philosophical discussions, when he's philosophically bringing the proofs and reasons, a perfect proofs and reasons, on the other side, to deal with the general public, those who are an ordinary man who loves literature, he had his poems there.
Yes.
And there, obviously, he's talking about this khayal, obviously.
Yes.
That this imaginary thing that, obviously, how to go towards the divinity, how, mm-hmm, to be submissive.
Yes.
And what is this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is this divine love?
Yes.
Obviously, he has explained his divine goal and his divine love through the poems that he had over there.
That's right. When he says, "Man be sarcheshme khurshid na khod bordam ra," this sarcheshme khurshid is for sure, mm, showing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the main source of the light over there. And I was zarrei budam o mehre to mara bala bord. I was just an iota, an atom of nothing.
A particle
of nothing. And all of a sudden, your love, you know, just reached my hand and, yeah, took me up. Okay? This is really great, you know. And in this poetry, he's talking about how the perfection of the soul is happening.
Yes.
Something which was very rare among contemporary poets of our time, you know, and especially in the, we can say, Western world nowadays, when we talk about love and beloved, the first thing that comes to our mind are what? Are the materialistic one, girls and boys thing, okay?
Yeah.
But the poet talking about love and then tracing back to the true source of love, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the same time, very much difficult, you know. Not every mind is capable of composing such poems, Sayyid Muslim.
It is, because especially for the mystics,
yes,
and such scholars, obviously the best thing to do is, obviously they have their own imaginations.
Yes.
And these imaginations, obviously, they have to convey it, they have to say it.
That's right.
And if they do not share this with others, obviously, it's going to make them mad.
Yeah.
And that's the source what they find. Even, you know, in the Quran, we have this in chapter Yasin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because some people at the time of the Prophet, they thought, like, the Quran is a poetry.
Uh-huh.
It's a poem. Or the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a poet.
Poet.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed the words, like, that he is not, وَمَا عَلَّمْنَاهُ الشِّعْرَ وَمَا يَنْبَغِي لَهُ. We did not teach him the poetry. So this is not the poetry, this is Quran.
This is Quran.
Whereas we see, like, even in the life of Imam Ali and the other A'imma,
yes,
that they have their own poetry and all those things,
yes,
were there. So basically this poem or poetry, because in the imaginations, the human being, when they want to imagine something, yes, this bird of imagination, it flew.
Yes.
And it goes wherever it wants.
Yes.
So you have to control it.
You control it, that's right.
You
very
have
good
to control it. Huh. If you do not control it, okay, it flies everywhere. It goes there and there. And
but for Allama, it flies, yes, in the divine sky.
And
that's
for Allama, because he was a philosopher, mm-hmm, he used to spend most of his time in thinking.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pondering on the things that he was learning. And that was the base, obviously, where he could have these Tafsir al-Mizan,
that's
or maybe
right,
the other books that he has,
yes,
from his son. It is said his father did not had many books,
mm-hmm,
at his home, the library, the library that he has in his house. It was a very small library, very few books. And he said, like, my father used to spend his time in pondering and thinking all the time.
That's right.
And we also have, like, when the wife of Allama Tabatabai, she passed away, he said, like, she was my biggest supporter. Why?
Yeah,
because,
yeah,
I was spending my time in,
yeah,
thinking and pondering, and she was, on every hour, she was bringing tea for me.
Yeah.
And she wasn't making
without
any,
me noticing it.
Yes, without, yeah, me noticing it.
Okay.
Why? Because she did not let my things to,
yeah,
disperse.
Disperse, that's
so
right.
So it shows that how Allama Tabatabai was into the
had
deep,
respect in the family, too.
In the family, too.
That's right. right.
And how he was pondering, like in through his whole life, he had this pondering, thinking, deep thinking, the imaginations. And obviously, you need a source, a mean, to transfer these things that have in your mind to the outside world.
Okay.
And that what Allama Tabatabai has said, like he found this as a best mean.
That's all right. May Allah bless his soul. He's buried in the holy shrine, one of the courtyards of the holy shrine, inside, of course, courtyard of Hazrat Masumah in the city of Qom. May Allah bless his soul. He was really, truly an Allama, a polymath. We talked about his philosophy, his tafsir of the Quran, his poetry. And what attracted all different scholars from different fields of study, from philosophy, the most broad-minded intellectuals of contemporary Iran to the most traditionalist clerics of the Islamic house of Qom and Najaf, was truly the character of Allama. And we must know that the true trainer and the true teacher knows what he's teaching. I mean, I'm talking about Sayyid Ali Ghazi Tabatabai now. I mean, as the most outstanding true trainer and the teacher of Allama Tabatabai. And this, again, shows to the families who are listening to this program the importance of having a good teacher for our children and our students. A mentor, a spiritual mentor and trainer. Thank you much, Dr. Azadeh and Sayyid Mohsen Naqvi, for your presence in the program, The Teacher. We talked about Allama Tabatabai. It was very kind of you. And thank you much, dear listeners of iRabi English Radio, for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher, which was about Allama Sayyid Muhammad Hussein Tabatabai. Visit our website, parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page, also a YouTube page, Call of Islam Radio. May Allah bless you all. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.